Good morning, everyone. What if you had a way to predict which employees were going to cause workplace accidents? I'll tell you more about that as we go along. But for now, imagine you're driving down the road, you're behind the wheel of your car, and you just can't resist that impulse to check your text messages or your voicemail. How many people are like me? Yeah, so I'm seeing some hands go up. So that's a personality trait called distractibility. And up to 90% of incidents that take place on the road and in the industrial workplace are due to human error. There are other personality traits such as, you can probably think of people that are highly irritable, right? They just, you know, it's road rage, or they shake their fist at someone who does something to them. Others who are impulsive, they're thrill seekers. Others who are just rule resistant. They know what they're supposed to be doing and they just don't do it. They disregard the rules. So we have a proactive tool. It's a personality assessment, but it's unlike anything else out there. Okay? It's innovative, it's unique, it's been validated for safety and industrial companies. These are some of our customers: Kiewit, Ledcor, Finning, Canadian Freightways, CN Rail is not up there, but they're a customer. So they tell us stories about some of these people in the workplace, and they call them knuckleheads, by the way. That was coined by one of them. That one person said, whenever the phone rings and I hear there's been an incident, I'm thinking of the same 10 or 12 people causing these incidents all the time. Help me find a way to hire fewer of those people. Or if they're already on staff, help me identify training needs so I can coach them and do some performance management. So that's what we do. And these people are seeing tremendous gains with that. Typically, they are saving money, saving lives, and saving their reputation by using this tool. So let me show you how it works. When they have a participant, they want to go through this, and it could be an existing employee or someone they're thinking of hiring. They send them to our system, and that person goes online. It's a 15-minute assessment. These are some of the survey questions they do. It's online, highly scalable. We've had people on ships around the world doing this via satellite internet. It takes them 15 minutes, as I mentioned. When they're done and they hit submit, it goes to our nice little black box with algorithms, and we turn out data. So what does the data look like? Here's the first output. This is an individual report on one person. So you can see how they score on the various personality dimensions. And then you see a total score. That's called their SQ, their safety quotient score. And we actually have customers, let's say up in Fort McMurray, they'll say to their workers, hey, how did you score? What's your SQ? They refer to it like IQ and EQ for emotional intelligence. And there's almost a competitive nature going on with some of these SQ scores up there. The second output that we give a customer is quite interesting, and this is really unique. This is a group report. So all those dots up there represent individuals. Now what's nice is we can slice and dice this in any capacity you want. So it could be a certain company, a department within that company, a geographic region. It could be job types. So we've had companies say, I want to run all the carpenters or all the electricians, all the fleet drivers, all the long haul truckers through this. And then what they get, it's hard to see right now, but a shaded area shows the benchmark, and these are ideal score ranges. Again, if they're using it for hiring, they want people to fall into those ranges. If they use it for training of existing employees, they can identify training needs and gaps. So it's business decision-making support that really helps these folks. Again, I emphasize the predictive nature of this as opposed to reacting to incidents, okay? Does it work? Yeah, absolutely it works. We've spent several years validating this. It's new, unique. We've had independent psychologists validate it, saying this tool will reduce incidents from 25 to 50%. Now, if you know anything about the cost of incidents, it's huge. There's broken equipment. There are replacement workers. There's brand damage and so on and so forth, legal costs. And the insurance is an enormous pain for some companies. So the average cost of one injury is $38,000. And we are telling companies, and companies are telling us, that we're eliminating injuries, saving them hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, if they're a big enough company. Okay. The cost of this is extremely affordable. It's actually less than one-third the cost of drug and alcohol screening, which these companies put through, most of their workers through anyhow. So we have about a 5-to-1 ROI with a payback period of less than 6 months. So it's extremely attractive. We'd encourage you to do a free demo. Now, I've talked a lot about the economic reasons for doing this, and there certainly are some compelling reasons, but I want to leave you with some emotional and philosophical reasons for doing this. We had one customer, the president of one of these companies, say, "I have to try this. I owe it to my workers. One of our values is safety, and it fits with our mandate of corporate social responsibility. I've already gotten incremental gains with the right equipment, the right trainings, proper procedures. There's only so many cameras in the sky I can mount to catch people doing things wrong. So let's give this a try. It's the new frontier." Another customer said, "I don't want CNN on my doorstep anymore, or my name in the newspaper." That was his pain. And finally, we actually had one who said, I don't want to call another grieving widow to say, "I'm sorry your husband died on my job site." Okay? So you've got a chance to save money, save lives, save your reputation, and we'd love for you to give it a try. We're looking for customers. We also are raising money for our global go-to-market strategy. Thank you for your time.